So this roasting process takes place at a temperature above the boiling point of water, so typically a temperature between about 110 and 220 degrees Celsius. And within each bean, initially within the beans, they will be sort of whitish in color, but during the roasting process, the white color changes to a brown color and a flavor develops. And this just is a sort of industrial scale where these vessels would hold large numbers of beans. They would be heated and would rotate, allowing the beans to be exposed to a heating element at the bottom of the vessel. And the beans would generate flavor during this roasting process. So, having initially roasted the beans and then ground them to form cocoa powder, we then have a number of steps to transform this cocoa powder into a bar of chocolate. And this is a very simple formulation which you can make a bar of chocolate from. So, I'll just talk to you a little bit about what each of the ingredients is and what it contributes to the chocolate. So, the first ingredient is cocoa butter. This is a fat that comes from the cocoa bean. When you start grinding the bean, you can press out the fat to separate the fat from the powder. And there is legislation in place in many countries around the world about how much fat from the cocoa tree you need in a bar of chocolate. In some countries, they allow small amounts of fats from other sources, but normally, almost all the fat in a bar of chocolate comes either from the cocoa bean, or if it's a milk chocolate, it may come from milk powder. And the fat actually is very important for the quality of the chocolate. It helps to give the chocolate the correct texture. So we all expect certain things from chocolate, so such that if we pick up a bar of chocolate, it should be solid at room temperature. When we hold it in our fingers, it shouldn't melt in our fingers. It should still remain solid. But when we put it in our mouth, it should start to melt and should melt quite rapidly. And all these textural characteristics come from the fat, the cocoa butter that is present in the chocolate. And there are very few other fats that actually have that, those very characteristic melting profile, because when you come to think of it, if we're holding a bar of chocolate in our fingers, that might be maybe 30 degrees Celsius. Within our mouth, it may be 35 to 37 degrees Celsius. There's only a few degrees, and we're expecting a very big change in the chocolate from being solid material to being more or less fully liquid in our mouth. So that's quite a challenge for food scientists to develop any alternative product that can replace the properties of chocolate, of cocoa butter. You can do that, but legislation normally says that almost all the fat in chocolate has to come from the cocoa bean. The cocoa powder, of course, is also a very important component, and this contributes a lot of the flavor to the chocolate. A lot of the characteristic flavor is contributed from the cocoa powder. And then quite a lot of the chocolate would be sugar or sucrose. So sugar obviously gives the sweetness to the chocolate. And the last ingredient that is normally present in a bar of chocolate is a product called lecithin. This is a product which is described as an emulsifier. It actually comes from the soya bean, and it's a byproduct during the production of soybean oil in the soybean industry. And the reason for including this emulsifier is that if you have this emulsifier in it, you can use a lot less fat in the product. And the fat is the very expensive part of chocolate. Sugar is quite cheap. Cocoa powder is much cheaper than the fat. And just by using a small amount of this material, lecithin, we can cut the amount of fat from about 36% down to about 30% and still get the same mouthfeel, still manufacture a product that has a good quality in our mouth.